Okay, today is Daf Tes of Baba Metzia. We're on Chesam Ad Beis, by the second to bottom line on the bottom of Ad Beis. Toshma. Yesterday we said that Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel really both held that. What they both hold? That riding cannot make a kinyan. You cannot be kona an animal by riding it. That's what we said yesterday. They held that way. And then we asked, but our Mishnah said that you're riding an animal, you are kona it. So the Gemara answered, yeah, that's because you're kona it with your reglayim, right? With your kick, when you kick the animal with your feet, that's what makes you kona it, but not the riding it. It's the fact that you're kicking with the feet, right? Remember? Yeah. Only one day ago. So Toshma, we're going to try to bring now a question and a proof. Shnayim shahayim moshkin begamal. Two people are leading a camel. Umanhigin bechamor. Or leading a donkey. What's the difference between Moshech and Manig? What's the difference? Because a Chamor is the normal way, Rashi says it, Chamor is the normal way to Manig it, and a Gamal, the normal way, is to be Moshech it. Okay. Oh, or, Shahaya Echad Moshech ve'Echad Manig. Or one's doing Moshech, one's pulling it, and one's Manig it, one's leading it. B'midazos Kanu. This is how you will acquire the animal. That's going to be a good kinyan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not so simple. Look, this is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Not Rav Yehuda from yesterday, it's just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo'olam lo'kanu. No, there's no kinyan. Ad until, shetehei meshicha begamal. You must do meshicha with a camel, v'hanhaga bechamor. You must do hanhaga with a donkey. The other ways will not work. Okay. What do you get out of this, Brisa?
It's a normal way of moving.
No. Ketani mihat, the bottom line is, it says, O shaya echad moshech, the echad manig. One is doing moshech, one is doing manig. Moshech and manig in, yes, moshech and manig will work. Avol rochov lo, riding will not work. What makes you think that riding is excluded? Why is riding all of a sudden excluded? So Tosfos says, because it's such a wordy Brisa. Went through so many... Such a wordy Bryce that goes, well, him, two people are doing it, and one person back and forth. Rabbi Yehuda argues, it's very wordy. If there was another method of being kona an animal, it would have been in this Bryce. And since it's not in the Bryce, it's obvious that you cannot be kona an animal with rochev, with riding, which is supporting Shmuel. Yeah.
But if this normal way of being, normal way of using the animal
right.
is to ride it.
Right.
Most of the time they use these animals, the donkey was being pulled. They weren't riding on top of it. I mean, they did, but that wasn't the normal thing. It was a pack animal. And if the horse, the normal way of doing it is to ride on top of the animal, why wouldn't that be good? That's the normal way of doing of using the animal.
We're not talking about use. We're talking about kinyan.
I understand that.
So how does riding an animal demonstrate an act of ownership? Because that's how you normally use it? Well, we're going to get to something similar at the bottom of the Amid. You'll see. On the bottom of the Amid, something similar to that. But we'll hold off on that. The Gemara assumes it's just not a normal way of acquiring. By the way, in Gemara, there's a big machlokes. We're going to ask you it later. Does paying for an item make an kinyan? Yeah, you know, some hold no. What kind of kinyan is that? There's no such thing as paying for an item. Yeah, you want to buy an item, you have to pay for it. That's not a kinyan.
No, that's not a kinyan.
What?
We know it's not a kinyan. It's a kinyan for karka.
It's a very.
You still have to walk in a karka.
What? I didn't say walk. I said pay for it.
No.
Paying for an item is not a kinyan. Can we understand that as Americans? No, that makes no sense to us.
But that's how the Gemara works.
Ah, so riding an animal is not a kinyan. So anyway, again, Tosfos points out, had riding been a kinyan, it would have certainly been mentioned as Brisa. Such a wordy Brisa. So Gemara says, lo, not true. Hu adin, really, dafilu rachav, really riding is a kinyan. Ah, so why isn't it mentioned? Vahadiktani, Mosheich umanig. Why are Moshech and Manig singled out over here? La fuke mid Rabbi Yehuda, to show you that we don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who said, Ajitehe Meshicha Begamal, Fanhaga Bechamor. Rabbi Yehuda said it has to be very focused. You can only do Meshicha with a Gamal, you can only do Anhaga Bechamor. Kamash Malan, that filu ipcha, even the other way around. What if you do Meshicha with a donkey? That works too. We didn't want to add in the issue, in the Hanami. The Brisa is wordy, but there's a reason why it's wordy. Not because we're excluding riding. The reason is because we're showing you how different we are from Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huda said you have to do it only one way. No, you can do it any way you want. Says the Gemara, if that's true, that what? That you can do it either way. So then, la'arvinhu v'lisninhu. Then why did the Mishnah, why did this Brisa break it up? In other words, why did the Brisa write? Again, go back. Shnayim shayim roshim begamal. Oman higi bechamar. Oh, or. Shahayu echad Moshe. Why did the Mishnah break it up like that? What should the Mishnah have done? Make it now. Don't make it so wordy. Make it less wordy. V'larvinhu, right? Make an Erev. Mix it all up. V'lisninu. And learn it like this. If two people are either doing Moshech or Hanhaga, since it makes no difference, Bein Begamal, Bein Bechamar. Whether it's a camel, whether it's a donkey, what's the difference? Why do you make it so wordy? Says the Gemara. Now, you know why? Because the reason we couldn't do that is because Iketzad Delokani. There is one way it will not work. In other words, if you're Moshech, there's one situation where it won't work. Now, and there's a machlokas, which ones? Ikad Amri, some said, Meshicha Bechamar. Then there's another thing, Meshicha Bechamar. The Ikad Amri, and others said, Hanhaga Begamal. Hanhaga by a Gamal. That won't work. So we couldn't mix it up like that, because not everyone agreed to that. Now, that's very similar to Yehuda. Right? The Gemara gets that in 5 minutes.
If that's the case, how can we make a Kavachomer to the other animals?
Who's making Kavachomer?
No, how can you then imply how you call me a cow or
because only these animals have the quirk that you can't be, for whatever reason, only these animals have that problem. In other words, that's exactly why. We didn't say, if you want to be two people that are pulling any behemoth. Doesn't say that. It's singled out chamar and gamal, for whatever, I don't know why, they're different. But a cow, or a dog, or an elephant, all the halachas would be the same. Meshicha, right. For whatever reason, a camel and a donkey are different. Now, there is demosiv misefa. And there are some, now the Rabbeinu Peretz points out that throughout Shas, the word mosiv, which means mesvei, which means I'm asking a question. Right? Mesvei, I have a question. Here, the word mosiv means, and I have a proof that I'm right. And we're trying to prove that Shmuel is right. What did Shmuel say yesterday? That Rochev is not a kinyan. So if there is we try to bring a raya from the ratio of this brisa that there's no such thing as rochev by a kinyan, that rochev is not a kinyan. We try to prove that from the ratio. Now we say no, that's not a raya. Why is rochev left out? It was left out because really we just want to highlight the machlokas between the Tanakhama here and Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says ikad mosiv misefa. Some bring a raya from the sefa. That's a very unusual use of the word mosiv. Very unusual. Okay. What did the Brisa say? It said, "B'midazu kana." This is the way you could be kona. B'midazu lamute mai. What does that? What does that come to exclude? What kind of statement is that? This is the way, as opposed to what? Lamute mai lav lamute rachu. Doesn't it come to exclude writing? What else is it to exclude? It says the Gemara, lo lamute ipcha, to exclude the opposite cases. In other words, to exclude Meshicha to exclude opposite cases where, in other words, right, exactly. The 1 second. Right, that only a Meshicha will work by a camel, and only a Hanhaga will work by a Chamar, and not the other way around. Below, right, Ipcha. Ihachi, Hein Rabbi Yehuda. That's the exact same sheet as Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda say that? Rabbi Yehuda said, you can only do Meshicha with a Gamal, and a Hanhaga with a Chamar. Right? So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Ikke benayhu, tzad echa delo kana. There's one way where it won't work. And the Zemachalok is which way that is. Is to Amri Meshicha Bechamar. Some said Meshicha Bechamar will not work. Is to Amri Hanhaga Bechamal. And some said Hanhaga with a Gamal will not work.
If that's the case, he should only have mentioned the Hanhaga here, because Meshicha is common to every other animal. Why mention here? Why single out here? Could you just say,
What do you mean? We should say what... So, Tosus really asked that question. In other words, why should we leave out the obvious case? Right? Why should we leave out the obvious case? That's the normal case. That's the normal case. We should leave out? Right? Why should we do that?
Well, the question is, why does he have to bring Mashiach on the gomel? That's the normal way to basically. Why is the Mashiach on the paro? Why does the gomel?
As we said, that's exactly why. Because these animals are different, and these animals are different, and according to Yehuda, they're very particular. So we want to highlight. We don't hold like that. We disagree with that. Rabbi Yehuda said you can only do Mashiach with a gomel. You can't acquire a gomel any other way. We don't hold like that. Okay. This was the easy part of today's stuff. Okay. Now here we go. Here's the hard part. Toshma, we're going to the Braisa. This is we're going back to yesterday's suspended belief, because again we have, this is not an easy piece. Toshma, echad rochav chamor ve'echad tafes b'moseira. If somebody's riding a donkey and somebody else on the ground is holding on to the reins, okay, zekana chamor v'zekana moseira. The guy riding the donkey acquires the donkey. The guy on the floor, on the ground, acquires the reins. Holding on to them, after all. What do you see from here? Shma mina, rachav kani. Riding it is a good kenyan. After all, he's riding it. No? Good? So the Gemara answers, no. Don't think for a minute that riding a donkey, riding any animal, acquires the animal. Rachav really is not kona. Hacham nami, here also, the manik virad love. You're being manigit with your feet, right? You have these spurs attached to your boots, and you're kicking the animal with your feet to get it to move. That's the kinyan. Riding by itself, that's not a kinyan. With your feet, that's the kinyan. Says the... What? He's holding on to the reins. Oh, what? We assume the rider's being manigit. Maybe that's the chiddush. That's what we assume. The man, even the guy's holding on to the reins. The Gemara is going to ask the opposite question. Listen to this question. Ihachi, if that's true, that the manik is the one who acquires the animal with his spurs, if that's true, then nikni nami racha bimoseira, then the rider should also acquire the reins. You hear this? If the rule, he's acquired the whole animal, says Rashi, nikni nami racha bimoseira, shebirosh hachama. Where are those reins? They're on the head of the donkey. Tachshit hachamor, the kachamor dummy. It's like an ornament on the donkey, belongs to the donkey. So why doesn't the rider own that too? Amazing question. Says the Gemara, you're right.
A bridle,
I'm sorry. What's the difference in a bridle and a reins?
It's
attached to his face.
Yeah.
So how is the person on the ground holding on to that?
He's
holding on to the bridle. But he's not really holding on to. It's not an attached. It doesn't flow out from the animal.
No.
It's attached to the animal. Okay.
The animal,
it's like a muzzle. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Fine. Good. Even better. Good. So the Gemara says, "You're right, Emma. You're right. Zekana chamor v'chati moseira. One owns the guy on top, the guy riding it. He owns the donkey plus half the bridle. Zekana chati moseira, and the other guy owns the other half of the bridle." What? Right? Now, says the Gemara, Fish Lama Rachav Kani, it makes sense to say that the rider owns the bridle. Why? Dimikamag Belay Bendas. Because he is a Bendas. So he's standing on top of the animal. By virtue of the fact that he acquires the animal, he also acquires at least half the bridle. Why? Because he's a Bendas. He's doing hagbah. He's moving the animal. Elotafis b'moseira b'maykani. How is the guy on the ground acquiring half the bridle? How? How's he acquiring half the bridle? Who's giving him half the bridle? The donkey? Can't do that. The guy on top? Also can't do that. Why? Back to yesterday. B'maykani. How's he acquiring it? The guy on top, right, you can't acquire half an item, like we said yesterday, unless the other person lets you acquire the other half. That's not happening here.
What?
But we said that you cannot acquire something for somebody else unless you have das to do that. Okay. Like we said yesterday, we don't understand why. We're waiting for tomorrow's das. But that's what we assume. So how's he acquiring it? So the guy says, you're right. Ema, zekon chamor v'kulei moseira. This one guy gets the the donkey plus the whole bridle. Vizekoni mashutaf is biado. And then the other person on the floor, he acquires whatever he's holding on to. Not sure what that means. What is he holding on to? So they get the bridle, so what does he get? Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. He gets nothing. Whatever he's holding on to, it's like a pun. He gets nothing. Whatever he's holding on to, which in other words is nothing. Hi Mai. Wait a minute. What kind of explanation is that? Like what we said yesterday, when you pick up something on behalf of your friend, you can acquire it for your friend. When is that true? When you acquire it for your friend, it'll work. Here, when the guy gets on the animal, he's acquiring it for himself. He doesn't even get it himself. He's going to give it to someone else. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Zeh kana chamar." This one acquires the donkey. Ubeis pagi. What's a beis pagi? Heads. What? Well, yeah. What is that? A headstool.
Headstool.
Rashi says, "Masha barosha chamar v'kichamar dami." Okay. Zeh kana masha tafas biado, and the other person acquires whatever he's holding on to. Whatever that means. And the rest of the bridle, nobody gets it. Okay, I'm at a loss to explain this Gemara. I just don't know what it means. I just don't know what these words mean. I know I can translate the words. What the concept is, I just don't know. This is, goes back to yesterday. I didn't understand it yesterday. I'm not going to understand it today. I apologize. I read this 30 times yesterday. I just don't know what it means. Does anyone have any ideas? How to make heads and tails out of this? That was the only hard part of today's daf. After that, it's good. I don't know. Does anyone have any suggestions? You guys all have the art scroll. I didn't look at the art scroll. I did look at it after I read it regularly. I just don't understand it. I went to the art scroll. Unfortunately, it just did not help. I didn't have a chance to do that. No? Okay. Rabbi Avu Omer. Rabbi Avu says something even more fascinating, which we're going to reject. Lolam kidiktani. Really, you're right. Hoil v'yachol lenatka. Since you could cut it off, lahavia etzel, and pull the whole thing to yourself, therefore you acquire it even though you don't even really hold the whole thing. Since I could grab it out of your hand, I could get the whole thing. You know what? V'had amar v'avu brutihi. But this is not even true. This is incorrect. What Ravo is saying is incorrect. You know why? Dilo te mahachi. Because if you're going to tell me that Ravo is correct, Talis, Shimanachas, Chetzel Gabi Karka, the Chetzel Gabi Omud. Let's say there's a talis. Half of it's up on the podium, and the beam on the pillar, and the other half is lying on the ground. Right? So Upo Echad Vigbia, Chetzel Megal Karka, one guy comes and grabs the talis that's on the ground, Upo Echar Vigbia, Chetzel Megal Gabi Omud, and the other guy comes and grabs the half that's up on top of the pillar. Now, Hachanami dekama kani ubasra lo kani. You want to tell me now that only the first guy is going to get it and the second guy is not going to get it? Why? Hol v'yachol natek ulahavi etzlo? Because I could pull it away from you? What kind of halach is that? Since I have the power to pull it away, it's as if I pulled it away? Who says that? It's not true. El ahad ravavu brutehu hi. Ravavu is incorrect. Incorrect. Okay? Next. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya or question whether or not Rachav could be Kona. Tashma. We learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Well, as it says, Rachav Basade, if you're Rachav Basade, right? In other words, you're riding it, but not in the city. In the Sada, out in the boondocks, you're riding it, which is a normal thing. Umanig Ba'ir. But you're manig it only in the city. It wasn't a normal thing. We'll see in a minute about riding an animal in the city. In the city limits, nobody rode an animal. Oh, not nobody. We'll see. A few people did. Okay? Kana. You're kona it. So what do you see? Putting aside the issue of riding it in the city, which Rashi is going to say, was a tznius issue. People at tznius, people didn't want to ride in the city. But otherwise, it's a good kinyan. Out in the boondocks, it works. Says the Gemara, again, hachinami manig baraglov. Again, you're being manig it with your feet. Put the spurs on your boots. Ihachi hainu manig, then that's the same thing as manig. Same thing as manig. I'm being manigit or being manigit. So the Gemara says, you're right, but tregav ni manig. It's two types of manig. You can be managing it with your feet. You can be managing it with your standing on the ground, walking along with it. Ihachi rachav beir my time alokoni. Then why can't you be kona if you're riding it in the city? Why can't you be kona? Why isn't riding work in the city? Amrav Kahana lefish ein dakar shel ben adam lerachav beir. It's not the derech to ride in the city. Why not? Says Rashi. Mishum tsniusa, because it's tsnius. What exactly that means, I'm not sure. What kind of tsnius is that? And we're going to say on Amid Beis that a woman, there's no issue of tsnius. A woman's okay. And we're going to say Adam Chashev is okay, a woman's okay, a low life is okay. All these kinds of people we're going to see in a minute. So what does that mean, tsnius? I'm not sure what that means. What kind of tsnius? What's the tsnius issue?
Not to show off.
What?
Not to show off.
Not to show off. It's a question of showing off. That's tsnius. Yeah, I mean not to be right. Okay. Right, to be understated. There's a congestion. So you're big shot. Oh, you think you are? Who do you think you are taking up all the space? Could be. It could be. What? Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. No, so he. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So what are you telling me? Since it's not the derech to ride an animal in the street, in the city. Not the derech. Therefore, since it's not the derech, we're not going to allow the kinyan to take effect. No kinyan, that's what we just said. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravashi, Lerav Kahana, Elamiata, wait a minute. Higbia Arnaki B'Shabbos. You're walking down the street, you see a wallet on the floor. You see a bag of gold on the floor on Shabbos. And you know what? The taiva for that bag gets the best of you, and you pick it up. She'ein Dakar Shabbatadim Lachbia Arnaki B'Shabbos. That's not the normal thing to do. It's not even mutter to do that. Hachanami delo koni? What, you're not going to be konit? You're not going to be konit? It's not a derech to pick up money on Shabbos. What, that kidney would not work? Of course it would work. Right? Ella, my, the avad avid. Of course it's going to work. The koni. You're going to be konit that bag of money. You did a favor, but that's not beside the point. Hachanami, my, the avad avid. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, the Megachomempor is Kenan. No, we're talking about buying and selling. We're not talking about you found a loose animal in the street and it's not a sneeze thing, big show off, driving this big animal, so you jump on top of it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Megachomempor. And what we say, the Amale, Kini, Kedarek, Shabani Adam Konin. I want you to acquire this animal, the derech of the way people acquire animals. So you know what? It's not the derech in the city. That's all you meant to say. Right? Not the derech in the city. The E, Rishus HaRabim, who? Kani. By the way, if it's a Rishus HaRabim, in other words, it's the public thoroughfare where it's normal to do that and to drive the big cars and to have the big animals, then it would work. The E, Adam Chashev, who? Kani. And if you're an Adam Chashev, it would work. The E, Shahi. And if you're a woman, Kanya, it would work. All that was considered normal. The E, Inish Zilusa, who? And if you're a low person, Kani, it also would work. Right, yeah, we have everybody here. So who's not on this list? The Chash is here, the Zulus is here, the Rishas Rav and Anisha. So who's off this list?
The average people.
What?
The average people,
right? So what? You never have the cream of the crop and the bottom of the barrel in the same category. Here they are, they're in the same category. Right? You're the Adam Chashev and Zulusa, you could. But if you're a real person, you can't. Okay. Now, the Maritz Chayes asked an unbelievable question. You know, there's a machlokes between Abaya and Rava. What? In Temura. If you do something that you're not allowed to do, does it work? Right? So Rava says it does not work. So if you pick up an arnaki on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. So do you acquire it? According to Rava, you should not acquire it.
Everything is the same.
Yeah.
Action is the same.
Nobody, yeah.
It's not the same as the circumstance.
So what?
So the action works.
What?
Kinyan works.
What do you mean?
The fact that you're getting an avera on top of it.
What do you mean? You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to redeem certain things. Whatever. There's a halacha about truma. Certain kinds of truma. What if you did it? Doesn't work. According to Rav, it doesn't work. If you're not allowed to do something and you do it, it doesn't work.
It will never work.
Oh, so that's someone has to answer that question. Who gives that answer? The Shach gives that answer. The Shach is, hey, that's the question. The question is, Rav makes a statement in Pesachas Temura, it goes on there for three blocks, about this Bachalokos and Abaye and Rav. If you're not allowed to do something and you do it, does it work? Right? You're not allowed to free your Eved. What if you do free him? Does it work? So, and every time there's always exceptions, but the principle is still the principle. So what do you mean to pick up a wallet on Shabbos? Should that work? What's the problem with picking up a wallet on Shabbos? Yeah, that's someone gives that answer. Two problems picking up a wallet on Shabbos. First of all, it's Muksa. And second of all, it's a Kinyan. They both are upon us. But no one assumes that should make a difference. Except for the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Otherwise, nobody has that problem. That, well, it's only the Rabbanan, therefore it's okay. No one said that answer. Only Rabbi Kiva Eger came up with that answer. None of the Rishonim give that answer. The Shach, who's not a Rishon anyway, the Shach gives Matzi's answer. The Shach says, when did we say that if you do something that you're not allowed to do, it doesn't work? That's only if it's never going to work. Never mutter to do that. But if on a Tuesday I'm walking down the street and I pick up that sack of money, I will acquire it, then Rava's rule doesn't kick in. So on Shabbos you can pick it up too. Why? Because there's certain times when it is mutter. Just not mutter because it's Shabbos. That's the Shach's answer. The Minchas Chinuch says, the only time Rava's rule applies is if the Torah says not to do the action. For example, the Torah says, Lo yachli fenu v'lo yamiroso. The Torah says, Lo sifde. Don't redeem, whatever case that is. What does the Torah say over here by Shabbos? Lo sase kol malacha. I'm not allowed to do malacha. So what if I build a house on Shabbos? It's not a house. What if I plow my field on Shabbos? I didn't plow the field? Of course you did. The whole, right? Can't undo what you did. In the halachic terms, you know, if you do halachic action, it doesn't count on Shabbos. It doesn't count. Why? Now let's do that. But if you did an action that's not halachic, it's a reality. I picked up the purse. I picked it up. Can't undo that action. If I did a halachic action, a guy's watching what's going on, he sees nothing. We know a lot of things went on. But there was a kinyan, a redemption. Then you know what? If you're not allowed to do it, it doesn't take effect. But if you did a maisa that's not halachic, I picked up the purse on Shabbos. So you know what? Of course you're going to require it. No? Okay. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that it only applies by Daraisas, not by Darabonans. There's a whole shaila on that. In the back of the whole discussion, that is not even true. Other Darabonans. And, fine. The Reb Shmuel, who's Reb Shmuel? Shmuel Gazowski. He has a whole lumpus over here. He says as follows. If you're walking down the street and you see a wallet on Shabbos and you pick it up, that's not really a Kenyan. Why? Because it doesn't belong to anybody. It's Hefker. It's a whole discussion. Hefker is also a Kenyan. He assumes it's not a Kenyan. So you didn't even do a Kenyan. What did you do? The only problem now is Muksa. Right? So he says as follows. He assumes that if you're Zohar something from Hefker, it's not a Kenyan. Right? It's not a Kenyan. The fact that it's Muksa doesn't affect my Kenyan status. The fact that it happens to be Muksa, what's the difference if I'm walking down the street and I see a safer? Ooh, it's Shabbos. I'm allowed to pick up that safer. Right? So what's the difference if it's a safer or if it's Muksa? In terms of Kenyan, there's no difference. Right? No difference. What? Therefore, I can't say the rest of it. So therefore what? It says over here, Shazakha Ba'arnik, you get the purse. Well, Kievan Shlo of Al Isser Kinyan. Since it indo Isser Kinyan. Why? Shakal Isser Kinyan, who rak Mazakha Mekachom Emkar, Aval, Hazakham and a Hefker, Aina over Isser Kinyan. No problem. Mibne Masha of Al Isser Tiltal, Muksa, Ain Lomashal Yachal Kinyan. The fact that I'm over Muksa doesn't tell me that the Kinyan doesn't work.
That's the question.
Right? Kievan Shlo over Isser, Bashalas HaKinyan. So you didn't do an Isser at the beginning of the Kinyan, El Mashah Sha'as as Maisa Kinyan. Therefore what? That's what makes a difference? Okay. Therefore, you get that purse. Okay? You get the purse. So that was Akasha. So we said, no. Not that you're not, of course if you do a Kinyan that's abnormal, of course it's going to work. What's the issue over here? The seller said, I only want you doing a Kinyan in the following way. If that's what he said, that's part of the deal. That's all he meant to say. But of course, if you pick up a purse on Shabbos, even though it's an abnormal thing to do, right? you're allowed to. Of course, you will acquire the purse. Okay. If you weren't being taped, I would say a joke, but we're being taped, so I'm not saying the joke. Boy, Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar asked the following question. If someone says to his friend, I want to pull the animal, because I want to acquire the kalim on top of the animal. Mahu, what's the halacha? So the Gemara interrupts for a second to say, Liknos mi amale, kani? Did it say liknos? No. Ella, mashuk behemazu, pull this animal, the kani kalim sha'aleha. And by doing that, I will acquire the kalim on top of the animal. Right? There's a gold watch on top of the animal, so I'm going to pull the... I'm not acquiring the animal. I'm just acquiring the gold watch. Will that work? We're not going to answer this question. It's going to be a question we don't have an answer for. Now, mi mahanya mashicha de behem alak nui kelim, can you pull the animal to acquire the kelim? Olo, or not? Amar Rava, Rava says as follows, I amale kani behena vikani kelim, if I tell you, I want you to pull the animal... You're going to acquire the animal, and you're going to acquire the kalim. Mi kani kalim? Do you acquire the kalim? How do you view the... Where are the kalim? They're on the back of the animal. So what is that? What kind of kinyan is that? So the Gemara assumes, chatzar mahalechasi. It's a movable chatzar. Now, to acquire the animal, that's how you acquire animals, by moving them toward you. That's not how you acquire kalim. You can't acquire kalim in a chatzar. I'm going to buy you a house, and all the kalim in the house. The couch and the pots and pans, that you could do. Kenyan chatzar, I will acquire the everything in the chatzar because I'm acquiring the chatzar. Can I say I will acquire everything on the animal because I'm acquiring the animal? The problem with that is that the chatzar in this case is a movable chatzar. The animal's moving. And you know what? The chatzar mahalechas, lo kana. The chatzar mahalechas does not work. The chitam, and if you're going to tell me, kisha amda, it's standing still. Right? V'ha'akal she'ilu mahalech lokana, omen v'yoshev lokana. If it's standing still, what's the difference? Makes no difference. V'hilchaza, but the halacha is, v'kaposa, if it's tied up. So if the animal is tied up, and it doesn't move, can't move, it's tied up, then you can acquire the animal, and the kalim on the animal. That will work. But our question is not resolved. Can you acquire the kalim only, and not the animal? If the animal's tied up, it's not a chatzar mahalech, it can't move. Can't move. If it can't move, stationary, good. Can I acquire the kalim and not the animal? That we don't have an answer for. Well, it is a good question. What's the lumpness of the question? If we had another 3 hours, we could go through it. Right?
You go inside, you're buying a cart full of equipment and stuff. You go inside a thing and you say, listen, I can't take it all off. Give me the animal right now, let me bring it home.
Right.
Carried
all
things, somebody saw that, pulled everything off the cart, and they're
carrying it, and you're not. Right, right. That's the question. So it's an unresolved question. How do we paskin? I don't know. Right, so it's a machlokas, according to the Rosh and the Ran, it's all machlokas. Okay. Next. Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breidu, Rav Yeshua, L'Rava. El Meata, wait a minute, if that's true, that you can't acquire, we're not sure what to say. Right? We're not sure what to say. So listen to this. El Hayamahalech Mesvina, if somebody's on a boat, the kaf to dug him, and he's trapping fish, v'naflu tochasvina, and they fall into the boat, hachanami dechatzem alechasi, v'lo kani, what, you can't acquire the fish because you can't acquire the boat, because it's a moving thing? Right? We're not sure how to answer that question. So what's the difference between that and that? So now we all know it's a big difference. Right? So the Gemara says, now Amalei, no. Svina meinach nayach. Really, the boat has the status of a stationary item. Ah, it's moving in the ocean. Yeah, that's because umayahu dekama mamtilahu. The water's moving it. In other words, it doesn't have any inherent movement on its own. It's not an animal. It's not a person. Why is it moving? Because the current's moving it. But the fact that I'm on it, that doesn't have the din of a movable chatzar, and therefore I can't acquire the fish that I'm trapping. No, of course not. I think we all agree with that. It might be hard to verbalize what the difference is, but we all know instinctively that it's very different. Right? Even though it's hard to verbalize it. We call...
Now the boat has an engine.
What? So it would make it even more... It would make it more different, not more the same. It makes it more different. So for sure today, when there's a motor moving along, you can for sure acquire the fish. No? Now it's Baal Efes.
Not by the
car. I would say now it's even more different than an animal or a person.
Why?
What? Why?
Now it's more different. I can go on its own. Yeah. I
don't
need
a current. What? It's more halachas. I thought that was more artificial.
Yeah, why? Same like an animal walking.
I can't imagine that the halacha would change. I can't imagine the halacha would change because now there's a motor. What?
Same thing.
No?
It's not the ground that moves it.
Now we're going to say a similar thing about a person. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, but if a woman, your wife, is walking down the street, and you can't wait to give the get to her ready. You throw the get into her cloak, into her shirt, or into her basket. She's walking with a basket on top of her head. You can't wait. You throw the get right, and it lands right in the basket. What, she's not going to be divorced? Why? Why wouldn't she be divorced? Because you threw the get into her basket, right? And she's walking. Isn't she a chatzim halachas? And then how can she be kohen of the get? So the Gemara says, no, Amalei, Kalsa Menach Naicha. The basket really is a stationary thing. The Ihu Dekom Mazgi Mituse. She's making it move. How's she making it move? By walking. Now, is that more like the boat or more like the animal? It's more like the boat. But the Gemara says that. It's more like the boat. That's a little bit different. But same idea. Pretty the same idea.
Except the obvious part about the fact that she's actually carrying it.
Right. Right. Okay, with that, we've concluded the first 9-8 plot of Metziah, and we start the second Mishnah. It's really a continuation of the first Mishnah. But it's really a new world now. So, like I said, tomorrow's daf, I think, is going to try to explain yesterday's daf. So we'll hold off on that. That's easy until we stop. Hayarachiv agavi behema. Guy's walking on an animal. V'ra'ez ha-Metziah. And he sees a Metziah. He sees a gold watch over there. V'amal ha-chaveiro. So he says to his chaver, T'na li. Go take it for me. Right? Take it for me. Notla. He picks it up. V'amar. And he says, Ani zachisi ba zachaba. I picked it up for you. That works. Now, Imishanasnalo. If when he gives it to him, Amar, he says, I'm sorry. The first case is, I'm on top of the animal. I see the gold watch. And I say, Duver, give me that gold watch. And you pick it up, and you say, I'm picking it up for myself. He says, yeah, I'll go right away, Menachem, I'm going to go get it for you. And I pick it up, and I say, I'm keeping it for myself. And then you pick it up, and you say, you're keeping it for yourself. It belongs to you. It belongs to him. He picked it up, he said, it's picking it up for himself. What, the fact that he told me? Big deal. But, Amar, Imishinasnalo, but he gives it to me. And then he said, I need zechisi batchila. I really picked it up for myself. Lomar klum. That's nothing. Why? Because he gave it to me. He gave it to me. Now he tells me I picked it up. That's irrelevant. That we'll flesh that out in the Gemara. Now, Tanan, Hassam, we learned over there. Where's there? In fact, it was Peya. Mi shaliket as a Peya. If somebody's collecting Peya, Varmani says, Hareze laploni ani, this is for so and so the ani. I know he's an ani. I'm picking it up for him. Rabbi Leza Omer, Zachalo, that ani gets it. Vechachalam Omer, yitnana laani hanim to Rishon. You give it to the first ani you bump into. In other words, that ani. Who are you, by the way? So we're going to see in a minute. You're not the owner of this field. You're a stomach guy. You know that Reuven's an honey. See, I'm picking it up. I don't need it. I'm picking it up for Reuven. So Beleza says it works. Tacham says it does not work. Amar Ula, Amar Shuvan Levi. What's the machlokas? Machlokas me osher la honey. I'm an osher, and I'm picking it up for Reuven the honey. Beleza savar migu. How does he acquire it, Reuven the honey? I'm a rich guy. I don't have a din in peya. I can't take peya. I'm a rich guy. So, Migo, the by mafkir nechase, if I wanted, I could be mafkir my nechasim, to have the ani, and I could turn myself into an ani, the chazilei, and then I'll be able to pick it up. So, hashtanami chazilei, now I could also do it. Umigu, and another migu, the zachi lenafshe, zachi naim lechavre. Since I could pick it up for myself, I could pick it up for him, for Reuven the ani. For Rabban and Savri, no. Chad migu amrinan. One migu will say, tre migu lo amrinan. Two migus we're not going to say. Migo, I could make myself into an ani, and I could pick it up. No, both of those we don't say. One of them will say, Avo me ani la ani, but if I'm already an ani, then devira kol zacha. Everybody will say it works. Why? Because I'm already an ani. Demigu, to zacha l'nafshe, zacha namal chavre. I can pick it up for myself, I can pick it up for you. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow.